Discourse 22, September 15, 1932. Saint Germain, Invocation. Thou beauteous, overshadowing presence, as thou hast come from the secret channel, wilt thou touch that secret place in the soul, in the heart of each of God's children. Strengthen and courage and lift them into the embrace of their own God-self within, who through the centuries in infinite patience has watched over them, sustaining the outer form, which is gaining its great freedom from personal limitation. We give praise and thanks for thy overshadowing presence in America, governing every one on its surface and holding thy children in its embrace, making each one thy great messenger to heal, to prosper their own world and America. O thou precious jewel on the brow of the great God presence, may thy scintillating prismatic colors shine forth like the mighty rainbow of promise in the sky, filling the children of men, causing them to stand to the light eternally and be bathed in thy lifting radiance. Greetings from the great host, from the great radiant presence Cyclopea, watching in his mighty transcendent power, lightening the burdens that otherwise would rest upon some of the children of men in the coming readjustment of things. The Discourse. Oh, that individuals might center within and feel that great presence, the giver, the preserver, the solver of all things, that they might consciously anchor within that great presence with such certainty and assurance that doubts and fears could not beset them. Enable them to steadily rise in that great eternal victory which must sometime somewhere be accomplished. I thank you exceedingly for the two pieces of music that are most useful to us for the attunement to the great height and for America whom we wish to bless. I would be pleased if those who are in complete harmony with you would hold that the individual who can best serve the Christ alone will be made president of the nation. As this work goes forward, we wish each individual to feel his or her part in the great victorious activity, that they are as important to the working out of things in the universe as the petals of a rose are to its beauty. There is constant opportunity for those who have a joyous attitude toward this effort to be channels of outpouring of this mighty radiation. The student who is sincere and is with great intensity reaching out to the light need never worry about making direct contact with the ascended masters, for it is not the student alone who seeks the master, but truly the master who seeks the student, because there is always great need of messengers of the great host of light who are staunch, trustworthy, and willing to serve. Such may never doubt for one moment their eventual contact with the visible presence of that great ascended host, not only with one, but many. We have no desire to intrude this work, which we know to be a mighty truth, upon anyone. And anyone who cannot feel within the heart the truth that we give forth to strengthen and to cast out doubt and fear, should either wait or seek other channels with which they can feel perfect accord and harmony. This work shall go forward without interruption or interference, and as a mighty magnet will draw to itself its own. No one can go beyond the point where their understanding carries them. Our only desire is to bless, to strengthen, to enlighten all who come within this radiation. We seek no one who does not come with a joyous willingness to put aside all personal things and rejoice in the great activity of the mighty inner presence of God, of which we are but the messengers. Those whom we contact through the radiation are always free, and they alone must choose whom they shall serve. How strange it is that enlightened students will discuss individuals and activities of the truth and allow doubts and fears to beset them, which sooner or later make a barrier between them and the great beauty of the light they might so graciously enjoy. We, or our messengers, have no thought or feeling of criticism toward the individual who cannot come with us. And to all such, we give our great love and blessing. But this work we are doing must stand free from criticism, fear, and doubt, in order that what we are accomplishing may be done with the least outlay of energy and without unnecessary strain upon our messengers. Students, through the drawing power of the outer, allow themselves to discuss this presentation of the truth with those who know nothing about it, many times causing an obstruction to their own beautiful acceptance of this expression of the light. Each should know for the other that there is only the mighty presence of God in action in each one, in their speech, thought, and action. Then they would avoid the subtle pitfalls that are but breeders of disturbance. God in them. Show them the light unerringly. You might also know concerning the political activity that God's mighty love governs every channel of activity in this coming election, and God's mighty presence silences all outer action and expression, allowing the truth to manifest in its fullness. Cyclopea especially wishes to utilize it as the outpouring of that mighty radiance to America and to her people. Calmly and silently know that the mighty radiance is spread over the entire country, touching all hearts and raising them into the receptivity of that mighty radiance. There has been an attempt to turn the tide against justice, and we trust this will prevent it. Benediction. We give praise and thanks for the endless stream of dazzling light enfolding this activity and each individual in it. This radiance goes out to those who are looking to this presentation for the light, and we enfold in that great intelligence all who can receive it.